Does coping with our bodies get any easier as we get older? Poet Mark Halliday ponders that question in this poem.
Being physical. You are always on the verge of blowing it, despite all your years of training. When you take a shower, for example, this time you might scald yourself, get suds in your eyes, lose your balance and tear the shower curtain, bump your skull on a soap rack or faucet. You might, and you know it intermittently, and intermittently you try to be constantly on guard. Millions of minute muscular maneuvers. You're such an old hand at these, it's incredible. But you're not getting any better. Ever since your 22nd birthday, roughly, your skills in most of life's jobs have been static, deadlocked, plateaued, apart from tiny little ups and tiny little downs, in your own clumsy version of mortal competence. Consider now the unpacking of groceries after shopping. How fast do you fold the emptied bags? In 30 years, you'll be no faster. How seldom do you misplace the ground beef or allow juice cans to bruise the tomatoes? 5 years ago, you were just as adroit. Perhaps you are not shocked by these allegations. There is no question of blame or shame in our 1,000 tiny daily jobbies, you say. Agreed. There is, though, pity. You, so infinite in faculties, in action you sometimes feel, so like an angel. What about the cigarette burn in the carpet? Explain the gouges in the cherry wood table. And the broken soup bowl, what about that? And while you're at it, tell us about the bent key. God, think of us being ordinary some 17 hours per day. Even professional basketball stars are not exempt. They nick themselves shaving and dent their Camaros doing nothing fancy. Just look how lodged we are in our world of missed wastebaskets, nickels dropped one more time in the pocket with the hole. Think of our brows furrowing grimly or in proud defiance. This time it's going to be right. Incredibly quick, maximum efficiency. There is something sad about your concentration as you rinse those forks and knives for the 1,500th time. You're no slouch tonight, eh? You're probably going to sprain your big toe next week, you poor physical veteran, protagonist, you buffoon, you.
Mark Halliday teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. His 1987 collection of poems, Little Star, is published by W.W. Norton. Being Physical has appeared in the literary journal Boulevard.